This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Montana court has blocked a ballot collection law in the state, which tribes and Native vote advocates say restricts the right to vote for Native Americans. Yellowstone County District Court granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday, halting the Montana Ballot Interference Prevention Act. Tribes and Native vote advocates sued, saying the law would disenfranchise Native voters, especially those in rural areas, by ending the practice of ballot collection by vote organizers who transport ballots to tribal election offices. Native groups in British Columbia are vowing to fight on after a major legal defeat. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Supreme Court of Canada has dismissed an Indigenous appeal of the Trans Mountain Pipeline approval.
The dismissal came, as usual, with no explanation from Canada's highest court, and it now effectively upholds a lower court decision approving the project as sound. It was also the last known legal option to overturn federal government approval of the project. Government leaders say they worked hard to accommodate concerns that Native communities had, but they welcome the court's decision, saying it's an important project for Canada. But several First Nations in BC say they will keep the fight against the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion going. Chief Leah George Wilson is with the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation.
It is a major setback for reconciliation. It reduces consultation to a purely procedural requirement.
George Wilson says the ruling is not the end and she will consult with her community before deciding on the next step. Other opponents say they will continue to push back, some vowing that the expansion will never be completed. Government leaders say the project will provide nearly 4,900 jobs and will triple the amount of Alberta oil flowing to terminals on the West Coast and then by tanker to overseas markets. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to reinstate water crossing permits for the Keystone XL pipeline puts construction on hold as environmental studies are conducted. An attorney says those studies should have been done years ago, Victoria Wicks reports.
A Montana federal court ruled in May that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' use of a fast-track permit was insufficient for oil and gas pipelines. Judge Brian Morris's decision applied to all new oil and gas pipelines in the country. Morris's injunction on Nationwide Permit 12 was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last month, and the Corps of Engineers then asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that decision. Doug Hayes is a senior attorney with the Sierra Club. He says it's important to note that both higher courts have now affirmed Judge Morris's decision in the KXL case.
There's no doubt so far in either the Ninth Circuit opinion or the Supreme Court decision that that ruling was correct. So, you know, we're confident that the Ninth Circuit will find the same on appeal.
Hayes says the Corps now has to complete a thorough environmental study for the KXL before it can be built. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The United National Indian Tribal Youth Organization, or UNITY, has gone viral this year in light of the ongoing pandemic. The gathering continues this week, as Christine Trudeau reports.
UNITY Executive Director Mary Kim Titlis says as Native youth continue to play a vital role in tribal communities combating COVID-19, it's important for them to take time to connect with peers at workshops, share talents, and build on self-care techniques to help navigate stress and anxiety management amid lockdowns and isolation.
What the virtual conference has to offer is a message of hope and empowerment, just connecting with each other. I think that's really important during this pandemic is that we connect with each other and we inspire each other.
Registration is free at unityinc.org. Those with limited Wi-Fi access can still participate by telephone or receive content via thumb drive. I'm Christine Trudeau.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on distance learning at aihec.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.